From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is due to make a statement soon on the situation in Haiti after yesterday's devastating earthquake. The U.S. is among the many nations sending aid. The administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development says a disaster response team will be going in today. Ian Rogers is with Save the Children in Port-au-Prince, which was devastated by the quake.
The population is still very much in shock and trying to come to terms with what had happened. So it is actually quite quiet, except for the movement of rubble and debris that is still occasionally sort of breaking loose and falling down.
The head of the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Haiti may be among the thousands of dead and injured. The UN building in Port-au-Prince collapsed, and the French foreign minister says it appears everyone inside was killed. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the missing includes the mission chief, but could not confirm reports of his death. The United Nations is gearing up, meanwhile, for a huge relief operations in Haiti. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
4 million people live in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. A World Food Program spokesman, Charles Vincent, says the level of destruction caused by the earthquake indicates many of these people have been affected and will require help.
Colleague, the first priority is to save lives, to try to find, to rescue people that are buried, that are trapped, etc. Followed very rapidly by a big problem of water, sanitation, epidemic.
Vincent says care must be taken to prevent diseases that are bred in this kind of disaster. Shelter and food also are critical needs. He notes WFP has extensive stocks of food in the country, which it will distribute as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
President Obama is expected to announce details of a proposed fee on big banks tomorrow. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The proposed fee is expected to be part of the president's budget proposal next month. According to a senior administration official, it's designed to recover up to $120 billion. That's the most that taxpayers were projected to lose under the $700 billion bank bailout effort. Banks have already repaid about half their portion of the bailout, but money used to prop up the auto industry and insurance giant AIG might not be recovered without the additional fee. The administration official says President Obama and his economic team feel as the banking industry recovers from the financial crisis, it's important to recoup every dime for the taxpayers. While the proposal is being made public at a time of mounting anger over big bank bonuses, the administration says it's been under discussion since August. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Top Wall Street executives are on Capitol Hill right now, appearing before a panel investigating the causes of the financial collapse. Stocks are up this hour. The Dow is up 20 points. The Nasdaq up a fraction. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide today whether to allow the delayed broadcast of the trial in California that could determine the constitutionality of the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Bob Hensley of Capitol Public Radio reports.
Before the trial began Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a temporary injunction prohibiting videotape of the proceeding from being shown on the internet site YouTube. Attorneys representing supporters of Proposition 8, which bans gay marriage, asked for the injunction, claiming witnesses could be held up to ridicule or intimidated by the broadcast. During the second day of testimony Tuesday, gay rights lawyers continued to call expert witnesses. One historian testified that gays and lesbians had long been victimized by public policies that included laws prohibiting same-sex marriage. Attorneys for proponents of Prop 8 have challenged some of the assertions made by witnesses for the plaintiffs. The trial is expected to last 2 to 3 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
A U.S.-trained scientist accused of shooting at FBI agents in Afghanistan and being an Al-Qaeda sympathizer is set to go on trial in New York City. Jury selection for the case against Afia Siddiqui starts today in federal court in Manhattan. Opening statements are scheduled for next week. Two U.S. service members with a NATO-led force in Afghanistan have been killed. NATO says that two Americans died in a bomb blast today in the eastern part of the country. The Associated Press says their deaths bring to 12 the number of American troops killed in Afghanistan so far this month. A separate explosion today killed 4 Afghan soldiers in the same region. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.